That's exactly how we do it. 21 minutes after 11 o'clock, played you some music from Joshua Jansen or Jansen with Neva Mintz, Dr. Tumi with Zoe, and starting off our praise and worship was, of course, 3C Live with Uli Fika Laga. It features Kayam Tetwa. Liesel Sneyman.
I am here.
You are here. Beautiful woman. How are you feeling? How's been the week?
I'm feeling really great. I'm out of breath, but not because I ran here from where I lived. It's because I needed to climb to heaven to get to the studio.
And here you are.
Yeah, I am. I'm feeling really good. I'm so grateful for what the Lord has been doing and what I am expecting to still receive out of his hand. But more so, I'm so grateful to see you.
Oh, happy to see you too. I you know, I was saying to Pastor Naomi off air, and I was saying the fact that we've been blessed with such opportunities and platforms to be able to be used by God as vessels, not only to change lives, but also to try and encourage, you know, in using our journeys, using our stories. And that's exactly what you're going to do.
Yeah,
this morning.
And it is truly, it's a blessing beyond just the word blessing. It's so deep that I don't think I'd be able to adequately describe how grateful I am.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you don't, it's like every time it's new, every single conversation, every
time,
moment is new.
Every time.
Yeah.
Because in the absence of not talking, there's more things that are happening. And every time God gives us a process to give us greater understanding of how deep his grace has actually gone for us.
Yeah, sure.
And that is what more people need to experience. I understand the urgency that is happening at this moment. And I believe, like I told you off air early on, that the remnant is ready. And so we need to come into position to exactly where God wants us to be, with boldness.
Absolutely. No lukewarm or mediocrity.
No, none
of that.
We need to be bold for whatever God has placed in our mouths.
Sure. On that note, today's conversation, redemption over condemnation, tells us that salvation and forgiveness are more desirable than judgment and punishment. And so often, you know, we hear scripture referenced, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but
according
to the Spirit.
Yeah.
And so the burden of condemnation consumes many minds, and in doing so impacts, you know, how spiritual mandates are being executed. The beautiful Liesel Sneyman will be leading our conversation today. Now, she is, of course, the author of Beautifully Flawed, which, might I say, I have read at least 10 times. And every single time I read it, it's like I'm reading it for the very first time. So again, off the cuff and just off record, and not to digress, but bless you for heeding that call to share your ministry and your journey in a book. But I digress. Now, she's also the founder and the master coach practitioner of Kintsukuroi Consulting and, of course, publisher of Kintsukuroi Book House. She's a mother.
Yeah.
She's a friend. She is a wife.
Johnny Sneyman Sifro.
Johnny, are you listening?
Yes.
She is such an inspiration to many, even to myself. And so we invite you to join in on the conversation. Maybe your own, you know, redemptive story or encouragement. You know, that moment that shifted your life and your behavior in Christ. And how did you even manage to escape those clutches of condemnation? And maybe you have a story to tell. You know, maybe someone else is still stuck in condemnation over a similar past that you were once enslaved in. Again, I invite you,
we invite you
to join in on the conversation. 061-798-1075. Lise?
Yes, Sister Queen.
Ek is so, what's excited in Afrikaans? Opgewonde.
Opgewonde.
There we go. a very, very interesting conversation, much needed once again. But let's unpack the purpose of God's redemption and what that looks like.
Yeah, I think it's a proper question to start off with. And I mean, if anybody reads up or they do some research, and it will tell you in short that condemnation is there to free us from sin, from guilt, from the lawlessness, from the condemnation that we used to live in. And through God's grace or his sacrificial gift to us, That is why we became free. But I think for me, more importantly today, is I need to share from my point of view what it meant for me in my life. Because if it wasn't for God's redemption, then I would not have been here today. Mm. He saved my life.
Sure.
He saved my life. He saved me from the pain and the suffering of sin and all that. What that was lawless that I used to be stuck in. And, you know, not just that he saved me, my sister queen, I think he gave me a new life. He gave me a smile that I don't even sometimes understand, because the smile is constant, because the joy comes from within, even when the stuff is not okay. So I think the life that he's given me is far greater than anything that I could have imagined when I was younger. You know, as a young child, you dream of what you're going to become one day. But what I'm experiencing now is that closeness and knowing that there's someone that I can run to. So he just gave me life. He literally took my worthlessness, which I stamped on myself, the inadequacy that I labeled myself at, the sin that I was reeling in as a result of consequences after the actions, because consequences also leads to more actions of sin if you're ignorant. And so he took me out of that, and he gave me a tongue of the qualified. And I need to explain that I feel that because of the sin that I used to be in, what I felt was a stamp of inadequacy and unworthiness. God has said, you have been there, so now you can speak of what it is like to be dying in your sin. Mm-hmm. And that is the tongue of the qualified that he has given me.
Sure.
And that was the redemption for me.
Sure.
So I can now see how my understanding of God's grace, specifically connected to the sinful states that I used to live in, and I'm talking about whether it was relational, soul ties, you know, the pleasures of the body, all those things has now given me a grace far greater than what I ever, ever thought was possible to be compassionate towards those who's still stuck in it. And to not look at anyone with judgment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And speak as the evidence of this is what God's grace can do. And if you accept his call for redemption, then you can walk in the liberty yourself.
A grace that is undeserving. We're undeserving of it. Unmerited.
It is just there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is there. It's free. He gives it to us.
Sure.
Because he wants us to be so liberated when we speak of what he has done. Because in the bad of what we were before, the flaws of what we used to live in, actually highlights how big his grace is.
Wow. I mean, we played a song by Ayan Dandanzi titled Grace Upon Grace. Mm-hmm. And again, a grace that... we feel so unworthy. We feel dirty.
Yeah, yeah. That's the right word.
That's
we feel
it.
Dirty. Yes.
And he's there going, listen, I love you regardless. Mm. You know, and so this leads me to my next question, Sister Queen. When we talk about condemnation, I want to talk about the impact of the seeds that take root and they manifest in our lives.
Yeah.
Also, if we're not aware of it.
Yeah.
This is the other thing.
That's the thing. That's the thing, because you don't even know what is happening. Because the thing is, condemnation is not for the world. It's for the children of God. Those who has already received. When I say condemnation is not, I'm not saying it's a gift, but we experience it the most, because the enemy wants to derail us. So and that seed that you're talking about is the seeds of unworthiness, like you just mentioned, the seed that you are dirty, that you are guilty, that you are wrong. Everything that the enemy tries and disqualify you for. And it is often triggered by the words of others, you know, people. Unfortunately, it's an inconvenient truth. Not everybody gets saved at the same time. So there will always be those that condemns you and reminds you of your past. But it is more our own low self-belief that condemns us the most.
Sure.
And if I have to just maybe pause at that point, I don't think I would have ever been able to address anybody on the topic of divorce, for an example.
because I was twice. Yeah. I mean, I'm a twice divorcee. I'm married to my third husband now. And there was such a shame on me after I had encountered God, after I had received His grace, after I had felt it. That's the thing. You feel God's grace. Mm. You feel His love. You feel how He looks at you and tells you, but you are enough. And then you step away out of that presence and you are, but I can't talk about it. Because I am then twice divorced. How do I speak about that?
This is what we spoke about.
I disqualified myself even after I experienced God's grace. Mm. There were times, you're talking about the dirty feeling that we feel over our past. I had times in my life where I felt so dirty. Also, after I had encountered Christ. Because, you know, there was a time when I encountered God, I told Him, here's my heart, take it and give it back to me once I'm ready to look after it. And then there were moments where the flesh started to operate in me afterwards. And I satisfied my body with the pleasures that's connected to it. And I'm talking about that thing that is not often spoken about, my sister. I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
That thing called masturbation. Mm. And for me, my journey was, the enemy kept on telling me, it's okay. You're not doing fornication.
Yeah.
It's okay. Nobody sees
justifying it, if you will.
Nobody sees it. Mm. And then what happened afterwards was the condemnation, because then I remembered, but God was in the room.
Sure.
Nobody else saw. God was in the room. And I needed to see that God was in the room to stop what I was doing.
Yeah.
Oftentimes there's seeds that is left in us after our encounter, because seeds are connected to behavior. And behavior has a pattern that goes over time. So that thing is going to come and challenge you on the weakness. And if you don't see it for what it is, you're going to feed and nurture the seed. And it's going to grow and it manifests, yes. And then it gives you that thing. You can't because you're dirty. You can't because of what you did last night. And so for a long time, I mean, I encountered God in 2007, 2008. And for a long time, I was okay to being called God's child, but I wasn't actively and in my most optimum best when I was serving, because I always had this thing, you're dirty, you're not worthy. And then God gave me Hebrews 9 verse 14, I think, and it spoke about how much more, I made it very personal, I put my name in there, how much more, Liesl, shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Dead works still wanted to operate in something that was given life.
Sure.
God gave me life.
And in abundance.
In abundance. Mm. And this dead thing wanted to operate in me. So the thing is this, listeners, condemnation actually causes real problems in our lives. And the problems are often much more than what you can realize, because it grows underneath the surface.
Yeah.
It takes time before it manifests. And the manifestation often comes through where you are less active in church because you feel so dirty, unworthy. Mm. And that is potentially the deepest root that you need to address. A search for meaning always gives you a diagnosis. Understand why certain patterns cannot be broken. So for me, if you're experiencing that insecurities, you're constantly consumed by stress, there's a fear in you, there's an anxiousness, or you have constant relationship problems that you don't understand where it's coming from, those are often fruit to a deeper problem. And that is how it manifests. We need to see it for what it is.
Yeah.
Because that's the fruit of condemnation oftentimes that reveals itself in our lives. So for me, I think it's important to know that condemnation then breeds fear.
Yeah.
And fear impacts your stress levels. And stress levels makes you sick. And it's not good for the body.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And when you then condemn yourself and you condemn others, you carry a seed of condemnation and it grows. It grows.
Sure.
Is that what the remnant need at this point in time?
Please join in on this conversation. Yeah. We're chatting to Liesl Snyman. Again, perhaps you have a story that you want to share with someone who is in the clutches of condemnation. Perhaps you are dealing with the seed. You can see it for what it is, but you're struggling.
You're struggling.
Or maybe you have dealt with it and you want to say, listen, you can do it too. And so this leads me to my next question, Lise. I think, and we were speaking about this much earlier, there are certain triggers that we go through as humans and triggers of the past.
Yeah.
And I wanna touch on why the enemy does that. Why he uses God's people who, mind you, have healed and gone through that journey.
Yeah.
But there'll always be a reminder of the past, which is meant to hinder us and to delay us and to put us in that darkness of going, I can't overcome this. Mm. I am dirty. My sin from 2 years ago.
It cannot be washed away.
Yeah.
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 That's true. So but he wants us to relive our past because basically our past was dead works. And the seed of dead is death. Mm. That's the plainest and simplest way that I can put it. It's dead of your purpose in Christ. It's dead of your life in Christ. It's the dead of your joy. It's the dead of every single person. Listen to this. It's the dead of every person whose life is supposed to be impacted by your testimony. I want to say it again. If we hold back on the true and the full testimony of Christ, it's almost like we devalue the work, the great work that God has orchestrated through His Son for us.
Yeah.
And that work is connected to our testimony of how deep God took us out of that mud of sin and how He changed it.
Yeah.
You know, the enemy is literally, condemnation is like this cage that locks you, that locks in your highest potential.
Sure, sure.
Because you will never be operating in your optimum best if you're constantly thinking, no, that person is going to think like, who do you think you are? Because we know what you did.
Mm. Which also, you know, makes me think of the importance of having the right people around you. The right support structure. Mm. People that will pour into you rather than put you down or remind you of the person that you used to be. Right?
I want to actually shout out, change your crowd.
Mm. Mm.
That if you know that your crowd makes you feel worse than what you already are dealing with on the inside, and if your crowd is not uplifting you, separate yourself.
Absolutely.
And find God's rest so that He can restore you and He can break that shackles of condemnation that's over your mind. Yeah. Because the thing is this, Christ did the fulfilled work. What did He say on the cross? It is
finished.
Like, How much complete can it be when it is finished?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, full stop.
Full stop. Now, on the flip side, Lise, you know, and you've just touched on it, it is finished.
Yeah.
What then is the purpose of repentance?
So I think a very important question, because it's not just about remorse or guilt. But it's then the conscious decision to change your behavior. Because yes, redemption is a gift and we receive it, but then we also need to accept it. And with the acceptance comes the repentance. Because repentance will then, it's a conscious decision that you take on your behavior and how your direction will follow God's will and not the desires of the flesh. Because yes, we are human and we have human thinking and human emotions, but we are spirit first, and our will, God's will, is speaking to our spirit. So that is it. Remorse and guilt is not what we should be stuck in. It should be about, I'm making a decision to now live better, not for myself, but for God. Because the thing is this, the seed of condemnation will still come. The triggers will still come.
Absolutely.
The temptation will come. But if you made a conscious decision that you want to honor God with the life that He's given you, then the life that you're going to live for Him consciously in making different choices will then grow fruit connected to life and not connected to seed that is dead.
I'm talking to Liesel Snyman, and the conversation is around redemption over condemnation. Very important conversation. In fact, I've got a message from Ethan saying this is such an encouraging conversation. Thank you, ladies, for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you. On that note, once again, we do invite you. It's not just a conversation between Liesel and I. Please join in. Perhaps you had that turning point that shifted your life and your behavior, you know, and your habits that turned you back to Christ. And maybe you want to share how you escaped those shackles of condemnation. And so on that note, Lies, I want to talk about, you know, how our flawed and imperfect past brings glory to God, okay, even after we've been restored.
Sure.
So now we have this past. Yeah. We have this, you know, this imperfection, right?
Mm.
And we've been washed away of our sins. We've been restored.
Yeah.
But it still brings glory to Him.
I think the beauty, the only way that I can describe it is probably how I wrote the book, Beautifully Flawed. I was telling a group of ladies on Saturday that when I started writing, I thought I was going to write about how God journeyed with me through the valley of the shadow of death. And when I started writing, God reminded me, but Liesel, your life didn't start when you were diagnosed with cancer. Write about what happened before. And so when I wrote about the past and who I once was before God redeemed me, it was healing for me as well. Because you know when the layers of sin is removed from your eyes and you see how deep the X were and how deep it had hurt God, the one who created you to be beautiful. So my gratitude as I was writing and in 'cause I had to revisit all those bad decisions of my past, it became both healing and gratitude over what I had received.
Sure.
So I think I can explain it as that my flaws and everything that I then used to be and your flaws and everything that I used to be, beautiful listener that is tuned in, now makes God's complete and finished work more evident. Because ultimately it was always about Him. It has always been part
of the plan also.
Yes. Mm. It, now I know it was part of the plan. Then I didn't. But God, that is why God's word says, in all your getting, get understanding.
Yeah.
It's sometimes revisiting who we once were to get an understanding of what God saved you from, even when your heart was so distant from Him. It gives you an idea of what actually happened on the cross. Have you ever given thought to what that moment was for you? Not about the millions across the world. Make it personal. What did Christ endure for you, my sister Quintash?
Sure.
And that makes it so personal.
Yeah.
And then it immediately that grace and the gratitude of what God has done will cover that condemnation. Redemption over condemnation always.
Sure.
And our consciousness now is connected to how we behave. And not the consciousness of a past that no longer is.
Right. Absolutely.
Full stop.
You're saying. Before I let you go, we just have a couple of comments coming through. Time is against us. But Esme says, good morning, ladies. I can certainly testify to this. I made a decision to fully trust the Lord. I put myself into God's word, or rather I threw myself through into God's word, is what Esme is saying. And then I've also got a message from Kate. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Kate.
The enemy is a liar, but as Liesel said, Jesus paid it all on the cross.
Amen.
We all fall short, but we need to pick our cross and move forward every day and remember who we are in Christ. And that's, I think, the difficult part. Because we are restored, but as you say, these triggers will still come.
Yeah.
The temptations will still come.
That's right. And that remembering who you are is connected to how deep your relationship with God is. Who do you run to first? Do you run to vertically God first? Or do you run to seek someone that has a skin? We often go to the people who has a skin.
Convenient.
Yes. You know, you want to But God wants us to be so deeply rooted in Him. Anyways, yes.
Nee, stop it, maar gaan maar aan. A message from Claire. She says, or rather, I think it's Luther, but just confirm. Good morning, CCFM. Love the conversation, for I was also in condemnation. And yes, I will confess that changing my crowd, which is what we mentioned, had so much an impact on my life, where God has been so good to me. For I live by the purpose and not by my own
will.
Something we mentioned in the conversation. Okay. Very important to be, you know, aware of the crowd that you keep around you. Very, very important. I don't think it's spoken much about.
It's true, because I mean, if it's the law of association.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We need to understand why these laws exist, that you become who you spend time with.
Okay, full stop da. Esmeralda saying, Natasha and Liesl, you are hitting it on the spot. Change and healing comes with and through encouragement and these conversations. Oh, my word. Thank you, Sister Queens. Much appreciated. Blessings and
overflow. Sending love, Sister Queen.
Much love to you. Des saying, wow, wow, Liesl, for this amazing talk. I've been for a very long time in that situation. I call it the prison.
Sure.
Into myself. But God freed me. Thank you, woman of God.
I want to. Can I just mention something on that? As I read that prison into myself, and to everyone out there who's still stuck in the prison into myself, who does it serve? And we are born to serve God and not ourselves in that moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very important conversation indeed. We could go on and on about this conversation. Taryn Davids.
Wow.
She says, Sister Hi, Queen. Natasha and Liesl. I am just speechless and I'm in tears.
Oh, God.
Lies, ek sê groot dankie. Once again, thank you just for your heart. Thank you for being able, again, I emphasize and I stress this, obedience. Using the platform that God has given you to be able to encourage and uplift. Because the reality is that we are all dealing with shackles of condemnation.
Yeah.
We're all dealing with pasts that come and haunt us.
Yes.
You know, so thank you so much. The messages are coming through. Thank you. Thank you to Liesl. It's like God is speaking straight to me, penetrating my soul. I'm still finding myself in this situation. And I know now God does not throw away dirty rags.
He washes them clean.
He washes them clean.
And that's true.
Closing words, Liesl. Just again, an encouragement to someone saying, I'm still there.
I think the only closing words that I can say is that we have a capacity within us to become everything that God wants us to be. A redemption has already been given to us. We've received it. Now we need to accept it because there's a difference.
Amen.
We need to accept it and connect your acceptance to your conscious decisions to live better for Christ.
Amen.
It gets better because it's behavior that is now going to be connected to God's will and not to what the enemy wanted to derail you with. Full stop.
Be encouraged.
Amen.
Be encouraged.
Thank you, Lord.
On that note, we're playing Katie Nicole. This one requested by Queen Liesl herself.
Yes, amen, Lord.
This one is for you.
Amen.